You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In the place of the snack, you have the tree burning in the fire. Kvohu reveals to Moshe Rabbeinu a new name. Everyone's the Fiamin. Learned about this thing today. It says in the Gemara, in the Torah, Vayomer Elokei el Moshe, what's my name? Moshe Rabbeinu tells Kvohu, what's the name I'll tell Amisra? So Hashem says, Ekye Asher Ekye. So Rashi says, what does Ekye Asher Ekye mean? The name. Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what name should I introduce Am Yisrael with? So he says, I'll give you the name. Ekye Asher Ekye. What's the name? Says Rashi. Eye Imo Mitzorazos, I will be with them in this Tzorah. Asher Eye Imo Bishut Shibu Tzor Malchus. I'll be with him this Tzorah, and I'll be with him in the next Tzorah. I'm going to be with him, save them, and redeem them now, redeem them in the future. Amul Lefonah, Rebbeinu Shalom, says Moshe Rabbeinu to Hashem, Mani Maskilin Tzorah Acher, is that the Tzorah Zuh? What are you telling them about a new Tzorah is coming later? Right now there's a Tzorah. Amul Lo Yafeh Amarta. Is it right? Koy Toyma, then you say, Ekir Shachan Elchem. So, the Vad, ready with the Mefarshim, ask that Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch obviously knew that. That Rizal says he had to know what meant in the first place. But what is the name? The name is, I'm with them in Atzara, and I will be in Atzara in the future. That's the name. The Ramban points out, when the Ramban speaks about this Rashi, Rashi says, by the way, it just tells you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always with Am Yisrael. The Am Yisrael has Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elo. Mikasher b'chol kareinu elo. We're always close to it. This you can hear. If that will be the name only, it'll be Gemaldik. Hashem is with us the whole time. But what is the name? Says Rashi, and the Ramban quotes him. I'm with him in Tzoros. I'll be with him in the next Tzoros. Well, what's the? Why is that the focus of the name? The introduction to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael. That's the name. Now furthermore, this is brought down in the Gaon Shulchan Aruch, referring to the Tefillim of today in Shavuos. Shulchan Aruch, the Gaon says, that the name is Eke, Asher Eke. Says the Gaon, the word Asher is also part of the name. Eke means I will be, which I will be. I will be that I will be. Asher. The Asher is also part of it. Why is Asher part of the name? Eke means I will be in their Tzorah. I'll also be in their next Tzorah. That just tells you that I'm with them in this Tzorah and I will be with them next Tzorah. That just tells, just takes you from this Tzorah to the next Tzorah. Why is that part of the name? Now obviously you have over here, say this, I tell you, whenever you speak about Shemus or Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're talking about things you have to do with Kabbalah, things that we don't deal with. Let's try to understand a little bit in our level. What does this name mean? Why is it built out on a redemption from Tzara? And why is it double? And the word that is part of the name. That's how the introduction of Keshbuch HaTam Yisrael is in this, with this thing. The beginning of the parasha says, Ve'ele Shmois Yisrael. So this Chumash is called what? Shmois. Names. That's the name. That's the name of the Chumash. I mean, every Chumash has a special name that associates with it. The Reish is the beginning. That's the beginning. And Vayikra, we always mention it. Vayikra is because Baruch Hu speaks of Moshe Rabbeinu from Oil Moed. There's a voice coming out of Oil Moed. But Midbar is how Am Yisrael go ahead and they implement the Torah while they're in the Midbar. But there's a Tzoros, so things don't go so well. And Dvarim is the Eilu Dvarim, the Dibur that Moshe Rabbeinu said, which was a repetition of the Torah. Shmois is names. How does the names associate with the Chumash that speaks about Gulas Mitzrayim? And we add to this question the Medrash. The Medrash tells us, and the Rabba, Medrash says that Eilu Shmois Bnei Yisrael, says the Medrash, Al Shem Gulas Yisrael Nisku. The names of the Shvatim, which are mentioned beginning of the Chumash, are referring to the Geula. Reuven, Shema, Rav, Isis, Ani, Ami. I saw the Oni Ami. Shimon El Shem Ishma Lakim is not Kosom. Levi El Shish Ischaber Kadosh Baruch Hu Tzarosom. Every name of every Shevet can connect the Geula. You can form the name of the Shevet to refer to something with Geula. Yehuda, Shem Shahidah Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every name of a Shevet. What is the man trying to tell us? You can change or you can associate every name of a Shevet to Geula. We know where the names of the Shvatim were given. That's already says in the Emois gave it to them. What is a trick? By the way, these names of the Shvatim refer to Geula. What are you trying to tell me? What is the connection between the names and the Geula? And again, why this Chumash is called on the name of names? Right? Shame, shamers. What's that? So, to understand all that, we'll start with the Ramban in the beginning of the Chumash. The Ramban tells us, what is this Chumash all about? So the Ramban says the following. The end of Tzav Bereshis, that's the creation of the world. And he speaks about Tzav Bereshis. And then he says, so the next sefer, the continuation. And what are we talking about? So he says, speak about Golus and Geula. And then says the Ramban the key. Fine, Hagolus einenu nishlam ad yom shuvam el mekoimom fel ma'alas avoysom Yeshua. Geula is only when you go back. Not only you go back, but you go back to the level of the parents. Kushiyotsu mitzrayim, avopi shiyotsu mitzavodim, adai ashur goyim. Left mitzrayim, they're still in Golos. Because can you borrow it? So lehem nevoichem amid bor them in the desert. So he says, okay, shebol la Sinai, veosu mishkon, shav kadosh baruch hu veshechinasu b'nehem. They finished. They created the mishkon. Then they went back to the level of their parents, of the fathers. Shaya soydeloik aloem, Kishbul Givel was on their tent, the Emamakova, the Aznach Shavu Geulim. Geula is when they went back to the level of their fathers. That's when you have Geula. Geula is only when you get back to the original state. Back to the original state. That's what a Geula is all about. What does Ramban mean to say? What pshat the Geula is only when you go back to the Maila of the office. Ramon Shapir Zechitzar Livracha always used to like to quote this Ramban and refer this to the idea that really this whole world is a world that goes back to its original state. Let's take the first example is Adam himself. Adam, when he's born in the womb of his mother, he learns Kol HaTorah Kula. He goes out of the womb of the mother, he forgets everything, and then he goes back and what? And he learns back Kol HaTorah Kula, going back to his original state. If you think about it, really this whole world is equivalent to this baby who's born. Because this whole world is a world which Adon Olam, Asher Molach, B'Terem Kol Yetzir Nivra. Before any Yetzir was Nivra, Kishbohu was king of the world. He was everywhere in the world. He was brought down as far. Then he created, Kishbohu created a place of distraction, of darkness. We don't see a Kishbohu in the world. And now the Adam needs to go back and reveal a Kodesh Baruch in the world. You have to go back to that original state. That's in general in this world. The world is a place where you need to go back to its back to home. You have to go back to home base. You start from one place and you run throughout the base and you go back to where you were in the beginning. That's the idea of Geula. Geula means you're going back to the original state. What does that really mean? What does it mean, the original state? Chat is, so what's the whole point? Pshat is, we're not going now to reinvent the wheel. That's not the point. That's not a tachas of this world. We don't have yesh me'ayin. What we're going to go is we're going to capture or recapture what we had originally. To redo it again. To go back to that original state, but to do it on our terms. So to speak, a person is born to something, and then he needs to reconquer that whatever he was born to. He learns Kol HaTorah Kulo B'Mei Imoy. He has everything. That was given him as a present. He forgets it, and he needs to re-get it on his own. And Lemaiseh, how the whole life is like that. Every stage that we have is to reconquer and go back, go up to get again where we belong to. That's what a person does the whole time. I always mention here that Rehudin wrote in a letter that Sheva Yipo Tzadik Vekam, Tzadik falls 7 times and gets up. It says Rehudin, doesn't mean that even though he fell 7 times, he still will be able to be reborn. He'll be able to be to get up, even though he fell. Says Rehudin, no. The Pshat is Sheva Yipo Tzadik Vekam is that the only way to get up is to fall 7 times. Because the only way to go back to the original state is to get further, far away from that state a little bit. The person leaves where he is, and then he can go and recapture and go back to there. Because you always really need to go back to that original place, but you need to do it on your own terms. So staying in the same place where you are the whole time without any movement, that automatically is equivalent to either death or just being sleepy. Yosham, old. You stay where you are. You're yoshin, you're sleeping. You're not doing anything. You're where you are. But the idea of this world is to go and reconquer and recapture and go back to that original state. So sometimes, not only sometimes, the only way to do it is to leave that original place and reconquer it again. Leave and reconquer it again. Not necessarily a person needs to fall to do that. But it could be a little bit of a less of a chiddush, of a feeling the new spirit to go and do it. Okay, I think it's Rav Saadia Gaon that said that he said about him that every day he did tshuva, that yesterday he wasn't as great as he is today. Every day he figured out, where am I standing? Let's do it again. I can do much better than what I did yesterday. I'll do it again. I'll do it much better. I'll conquer again and again. You always go back to the original state with yes, always. As it says with tzaddikim, the yirutzu lo yigo, en le menucha lo yibar lamazev lo yimabo, they're always running. They're always recapturing. They're always going again. Because that's the whole purpose. The whole purpose of the world is to get to that. Sometimes there's no other choice. But to fall, if a person just stays where he is without allowing himself to capture it again, he falls more. And then he has more to work on to get back to his original state. That's what the idea, the oimik, that says, Shemokah Shabbat, Shuvah Oimdim, Afut Tzadikim, Einim Oimdim. Baal Tshuva is someone who fell and came back. So he has that original state and some to some aspect and a greater place than a tzaddik. Obviously, every tzaddik can be able to tshuva himself too. He can always do tshuva for himself. But the idea is the conceptual concept. A tzaddik is someone who's staying where he is the whole time. It's good. Baal Tshuva is someone who fell and had to recapture it again. Moshe mentioned we have two concepts in Yiddishkeit that we use that seem to be parallel, but they're really exactly the opposite. In Geula, we say every day, 3 times a day. V'zoyche chaz de'ovois, u'mei v'goyel livnei v'neim. Geula is that you remember the chaz de'ovois, and you bring the geula to the grandchildren. And usually the sons are, let's say, one step removed, and then the grandchildren go back to the original state. That's geula, when the grandchildren are like the grandparents, and they go back to be nigal, to be new. There's a new, with new spirit, with a new koyach. But then, opposite of that, is the parsha that we read in Tisha B'Av. And the parsha says the following: Ki soilid bonim uvnei bonim, v'nershantem baretz. You'll have children and grandchildren, and it'll become old. And do just do it again. It's gonna be there. It'll be nyoshon, nershantem, loshon yoshon, of old. Something you're just going and doing again and again. The year, always mentioning it. It's, I don't want to go into it today so much, but the first mitzvah that Amish gets with the Gaon Mitzrayim is a chodesh azalachem roish chadashim. They start the concept of months. Months is also chidush, new. Spoke about it a few times here. Connected to Shana, the year, Lashon Shaina, Yashon Shaina. Everything just repeats itself. It's not something new. It's not like the moon that renews every month. It's just like the sun that goes in, Shana Sachamo, continues the same cycle again and again. May the goyel of Nev Neyem as of Nev Neyem go back to the original state. If you stay without going back, just doing the same thing again and again, that's Kisayli Boni Uvne Bonim. The true geula, says the Ramban, is when you go back the mailos avoisa. The avoisa are the ones who start. Av is always a beginning. Always, it's brought down. The av is lashon aleph, letter aleph, then the letter base. It starts from one, and then it expands to children. That's the letter base, secondary. The avoisa are the beginning. They have the frischkeit. They have the being new, the new start, the new beginning. The tachlis of the geula is to go back to the maila of the fathers. Meaning to go back to the beginning. To restart, to renew. That's geula. Says the Ramban, what's the whole tachlis of the geula? The maila savoyse meshuvu. Al shavu mekayim alasav yeshuvum. Da'az nachshavu geulim. They can be geulim when you go back, meaning you restart, you recapture your original state. That's the idea of geula, and that's the tachlis of what we're going through in the golos. I'm so trying. They lose what they have. They go and they recapture again. We went through Mitzrayim, through the shibut, through all the tzaris, to go back to have the shechina leor land, to have the mishkan. That's what the office had originally. But that was added, let's call it, as a present, and then again they were gone and they earned it to go back to the original state, to recapture it. The opposite of what a galus does. What is the galus? Kisarli bani uvni bani v'neshantim baharetz. What's the result of neshantim? Shmuel says, kavoy tevedun meher ma'al adomi. You can get out of Eretz Yisrael. You go to galus. It's not only a punishment of going to galus, but it's kivyachol, that's the only solution you have. Oh, you're just becoming old. You're just doing things again and again. You're not recapturing. You're not reconquering. You're not going back to the original state. You don't have the frischkeit. You don't have the nudity. Oh, so what we have to do? We have to get you far away so you'll have what to recapture. If you can't do it on your own, you can create the frischkeit on a daily basis on your own. So then there's no other choice. I have to force you to get to that situation. So then you fall. And that works for every person on his own as well. Rabbi Rutam says, famous Rabbi Rutam in Sefer HaYashar, that every person has, he may avo, he may sino. Even when a person is doing the mitzvahs, they're doing everything perfectly. He's not doing anything wrong. But some days he does it with excitement, enthusiasm. He's laivus, he's there. And some days he does it, but he just does it because it's another day. That's the going further away and recapturing. And when the person does not use that, he may sino to go recapture, eventually that you may see no bring him to a much lower place. Not only as a punishment, but that's a way for him to get back. That's the nefilah of the tzaddik, shavipot tzaddik v'kam, to go back to the original state. That's the ultimate geula, going back to that. The idea of a name, a shame, the Maral says, that a shame, a name, tells you the definition of a thing. We know that for in Lashon HaKodesh, everything has a name. The name is not just a name, but the name defines what the thing is. It's not just a nickname. But as brought down, it's far into the letters, when you have a letter Sefer, Samech, Pei, and Reish, that's what a Sefer is all about. That's the definition of a Sefer is, the word Samech, the Pei, and Reish. That's why every Sheri Reish in Lashon HaKodesh has a meaning, has a reason. Sefer is Lashon Sipur, Lashon Sfar. There's everything has a meaning to it, has an explanation to it. Every letter has a meaning. A name defines something. That's why a name of a person is so important. That's why it's brought down. That when parents give the name to their kid, so that is a Ruach HaKodesh has to come to them to do it. Because name defines what the kid is. How can they say, I can define some, just no small baby was just born. It's a Ruach HaKodesh. A name defines who you are. So if it defines who you are, what are you doing in this world? Well, you're trying to recapture that definition. You're trying to reconquer what you're destined to do. Similar to the baby who learns Kol HaTorah, forgets and needs to recapture it, because he gets a name and he needs to live up to the name. And that's what the Shemus really are. The name of the Sefer is Shmois. Shmois Bnei Yisrael Aboy Mitzrayim. That's the name. Because Geula, the whole Taklis, the whole idea of Geula is that a person goes through the Mahalach of this world to go back to his original state. A person has a name and needs to live up to the name. That's exactly the Shemus and Geula parallel, exactly the same thing. Tell us Chazal, the Shemus of Bnei Yisrael, you can go and explain to them for Geula. Every shame, says the Medrash, it calls the Medrash here. But every shame means Geula. Reuven means one thing, Shimon means one thing. So what is it, a game with the names? Habshat says, no. The name of every Shevet, really the name of Yom Yisrael, expresses Geula. Because Geula means the yearning and the conquering and reaching it back to the original place. So the name is giving you a definition of what a person needs to get to. And that really has in it, embedded in it, is the idea of Geula. Every name is not just a game, a word game to see how every name of a Shevet can fit to Geula. Every name of a Shevet is Geula. Because every name of a Shevet defines what the Shevet has to do, and every Shevet has to go and reach out to it. It really refers to every single person on his own. Shmois Beisov Mitzrayim, this Sefer is a Sefer of Shemus. It's a Sefer of names where you need to recapture that name and reach that Tachlis. Take something from its potential and bring it to fruition. Name is a Geula. This, by the way, is not getting into too much today, but we're starting the week of Shmois, starting the Mahalach of Shevavim. As the Arizal says, the Mahalach of Shevavim is the weeks where a person can go and fix up the averus they have to do with something which was a potential which did not come to fruition. Chait, which is a chait chomosh b'toyrah, you can fix it during these weeks. Because these are the weeks of Yetzias Mitzrayim where you take things which are potential bring to fruition. Because what we're dealing with in Geula is to take a potential bring it to fruition. A person has a tachlis where he needs to get to. And he needs to reconquer it and recapture it and be a Geula. Milus Avoysom. He needs to go back to his original state. That's bring out his potential completely. That's what the Geula is all about, the Tzitzah is all about. That's why these weeks are weeks of tikkun, of koyach didn't come into play. That's the concept of the Shemus, Shmois, that we have these weeks. And with that, you go ahead and go back to the name that is revealed in this week's Pasha. The name is the real week's Pasha is Eki Asher Eki Shalachani Aleichem Yisrael Eki Shalachani Aleichem. And we asked, what is this name? First of all, the name speaks about what? Says Rashi, I'll be with them in this Tzorah. Really? That's what you're talking about, Tzorah? That's how Gishbuch introduces himself. Right? The Ramban tells us that the word Ekir really means that Gishbuch, Michol Karein, your love is always there. But why are you speaking that way? According to what we're learning, Pshat is, whenever you have a Tzorah, you realize you capture again a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A Tzorah means you get further from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to reveal, to remegale, to have again the opportunity to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm always there for you to recapture me. It doesn't have to go through Tzoros always. But Eyem Mitzor Zois, Eyem Mitzor Acheres, whenever you get further away, you always will go back to me. That's the idea of Geulah. That's what the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reducing. It's, let's call it, it's more clear through the Tzora that he's always there to go back to. When things are good, you're with him together. It's good. But even when you go away, here's where you have to go back. That's the tachlis of a geula. That's the name referred to as the akdomati. It says it's right. And that's Bo'imik, the ekia asher ekia. I'm ekia right now, revealing myself. When things get back bad again in the future, where are you going to go back to? To that original state. Ekia? Asher that. Ekia. Says the groin asher is also part of the name. Yes, why is that part of the name? Say he's with us with this tzara. He's gonna be with this next tzara. Why is the what is the process of this name? Yeah, no, I'm with him in this tzara. I share, and this is gonna be the process that you will go back to it again. The asher is kivyachol, similar to what we spoke about once. What it says in the Medrash of Yaakov Avinu that he saw Beis Hamikdash banui v'chor v'banui. So built, destroyed, built. That's part of the mahalach of the. Of the process of Yisrael English is built, destroyed, built. Shmuchu is, Ekye, I will be with you, Asher, Ekye. I will be with you in this Torah, and then I will be with you in the next Torah. That will be the process of going away, coming back. That's the whole tachas of the name, the introduction to Geulah, the Mahalach that we have in this world. Just add to it one more minute, one more thing, just that the Rashbam says over here something that Rav Moshe always used to mention. It's fixed very much what we're talking about. The Rashbam tells us something. If you look at the Rashbam, here he says it in Atbash. He says it in code. He says the Pshat in code. Look at Palavra Shativas. Try to go and figure out the Atbash and figure it out. But what he says is the following idea. He says, you know what Ekia refers to? Ekia means, what is it? If you take the word without the name, Eheye. Yeh means I will be. The name Yudke Vovke, the regular Shem Hashem that we have, means he will be. Otherwise, that's how usually in Hebrew that means Yehiye, he will be. It's Yudhe and then Yudhe. So why here you have Yudhe and then you have the letters Vovhe? Clear. Why is it different? So the Garden Shulchan Aruch already says about it. The Garden Shulchan Aruch says that whenever a verb turns into a name, to a noun, the yud turns to a vav. Where do we find that? It says the name, the wife of Adam Arishan was called because she was Aim Kol Chai. So she's named after Chaim. So she should, her name should have been Chaya, like many women are today, Chaya. Says the Goyim, but what's her name? Chava. Because when she turned from being Chaya, as Loshon life, the verb of life, living, to a noun, to a name, the yud turns to be a vav. So the name Yihye, he will be, when it turns to be a name, it's a name Yud Kei Vav Kei. So it's like the good. But really Yud Kei Vav Kei is coming from the idea of Yihye. Says the Rashbam, Yihye means when we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we're talking to each other about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, he will be. The name Ekye is Kiveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking about himself. It's primary, it's before. Later, the name we can refer to is how we refer to him. He will be. But how does he refer to himself? The first introduction to the world is, how do what am I telling you? Who am I? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu to Am Yisrael. Ekye. I will be. I always will be. The process for us to relate to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to himself is that we always see him in future tense. We always go back to it. I always will be. You go away, you won't see me, you'll see it again. Morchagiga tells us, Malachim, and that's what it says about Adam also, Rotsov Hashem, you always go back and forth. You get close, you get a little further away. You get close, you get a little further away. That's the whole process of getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Mahalach of Geula. Geula as the nationwide. Geula refers to the individual as well. It's always going, recapturing, conquering, that original state, going back to the beginning, The Gula goes to the grandchildren who go back to the father's stage, to the Milas of Oysum Yeshuvu. That's the Gula, and that's the Voito that we have during these weeks.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.